Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the prayer closet. It's that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, that is the number to call or text to get your prayer request in. You can also email or text prayer@yeshome.com. And we will pray for you today. Could be something big, could be something little. Doesn't matter. We can bring it all before God. So don't think it's too small for God to care about, too big for Him to handle. And if you have a praise, maybe you're celebrating something that God has done. Oh, we want to celebrate with you. So share that as well. And maybe God answered a prayer. You called in earlier with an answer to prayer. Or a prayer, and God answered it, and you want to praise God for that? We'd love to hear that. We'd love to hear about those answers to prayer. It's encouragement to others as well. So whatever it may be, let us know. 419-240-1937 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity we have to come and pray together, to lift each other up in the Lord. Lord, to know that you are a good, faithful, and loving Father, and that you care for us and are there to meet our every need. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you for that. We praise you for your faithfulness, your goodness to us. And pray, Lord, that you would move with power, might, and strength in the lives of your people today as they call in. We pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We don't give out your name or information. So, unless you specifically ask us to, some folks do ask to be prayed for by name, and we're happy to do that. But unless you ask, we keep it anonymous. So, you don't even have to tell us who you are when you call it. So, we don't want anybody not to get the prayer they need because it may be something, you know, kind of personal or whatever. And before we get into our prayer requests, we do like to get into the Word of God to get our hearts ready and settled on prayer. And today, we're going to continue on. We started yesterday in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, talking about love. And you know it is Valentine's Day. And we looked at the first part of that, chapter 13. We'll go ahead and read it. Verse 1 says, "And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease, and where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Yesterday, we looked at the first part of that, where he talks about, you know, if we speak in the tongues of men and angels, have not love, we're nothing. Love needs to be our motivation behind everything that we do. But what is that love? You know, everybody agrees, oh yeah, we gotta love everybody, but we don't always mean the same thing when we say love. What is love? What constitutes love? There's the Hallmark version of love. you know, on the TV and everything, happily ever after, and it's kind of emotionally driven. It's kind of a worldly vision of love, which just says, you know, love means just approving everything everybody else does and not judging anybody. But these aren't really what love is. Love is something much deeper and richer than both of those things. True love is rooted in God. True love is rooted in who God is. The Bible tells us God is love. True love is always going to be other directed. It seeks the best of the for the other. You know, that's really the heart of love, that it seeks the best for the other. To truly love someone is to desire God's absolute best for that person. That's really what we're talking about when we're talking about love. To desire God's absolute best for that other person. And that's our genuine desire for them. That they would experience the best of God in their lives. All of God's goodness and blessing in them. And Paul tells us, shows us what that looks like in this second part. The characteristics of love, which desire God's best for another person. It says love is patient. Love is kind. Does not envy, it does not boast, is not proud, it's not rude. Not self-seeking, not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs, does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. These characteristics of love. First of all, that it's patient. I don't know if we often think of, you know, if I said, write down some characteristics of love, you know, and we, well, there's feelings and there's emotions and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if people are going to start off their list with patience. And yet that's exactly where Paul starts. Love is patient. Tell us what love is. Well, first of all, it's patient. I don't know, most of us would start with that. But when you think about it, you know, love that bears with others and does all that. I mean, that requires patience. It requires patience to bear with one another, to deal with each other. You know, how can love not, you know, later on he says love is not easily angered. Well, patience is a big part of that. When other people aren't what we want them to be or hope them to be or what they should be, even. We're patient with them. God, just as God is patient with us and dealing with us. When we're advancing more slowly than we probably should or would like to, God remains patient with us. So it's not surprising that patience is that first virtue of love. Kind of enables all the other things to happen. Patience is the opposite of demanding. Right? Demanding is like, I want this right now. Why aren't you doing this? Patience is the opposite of that. It's not that we don't want good things for the other person or want them to do well, but we're patient in understanding if that's not happening right away. We'll put up with some things from them. We'll deal with their failures and their weaknesses. We'll be patient with them. It's kind. You know, love is kind. Kindness means we're just dealing gently with other people. We're not being harsh. We're not assuming the worst, but the best. We're helping them along. Because we care for them. So we deal gently with them. You think about how we deal with a baby. You got to be gentle with a baby. Right? You can't just throw a baby around. Kids get older, you know, they're 3 or 4, and they like to be thrown around a little bit, right? They like to be tossed around in the air and have fun and wrestle around. You know, they like that kind of stuff. And you can do a little more of that with them. But even then, we do so in a gentle way. You know, we don't use all our power. We use it under control. But a little baby, you got to be gentle with. Newborn, you can't be tossing a newborn around. You got to treat them delicately, gently. So we don't harm them in any way. And that's what kindness does. It treats people in a way that we do not cause them harm. Does not envy. And this makes sense. If our desire is for God's best for another person, that's the heart of love, then we're not going to envy when good things happen to them. We're going to rejoice. Because that's what we desired for them. I desire for good things to happen to you and for you. That's what I want to see. That's what I'm excited about. So when those good things happen, I can rejoice. I'm not going to envy. If I envy, it's because I don't really love. So envy is antithetical to love. Because if I truly love someone, I'm going to rejoice in the good things that are happening because that's what I'm desiring for them. That's what love is. It does not boast and it is not proud. True love is humble. It's humble. Because Jesus was humble. I don't think, again, this is one of those characteristics of love I don't think we necessarily think about. We don't think about love like patience being involved with love. We don't think about humility as being a characteristic of love necessarily. But to be boastful and proud is to be self-centered. That's what boasting and pride comes from. It's about me. And if the nature of love is to be other-directed, then that, it can't be about me. So to be boastful and proud is to be antithetical to love, which is other-directed. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Again, all these things, your rudeness, self-seeking, these are all what? Self. True love looks away from the self, not at it. It is not easily angered. Now notice it doesn't say there's never anger. There's a place for loving anger. You know, God is love, but there's times he's angry at his people. But it's never easily angered. And when the anger comes, it comes for a real reason. And the reason's not, hey, you're not behaving like I want you to behave. Which is usually what our anger is. Right? Our anger is you're not behaving like I want you to behave. You know, a loving anger is you're behaving in a way that is destructive and harmful to you. and it needs to stop. Loving anger is anger that looks out at activities that are harming other people. And because we love those people, we don't want to see them harmed. So that's the place for loving anger. But it's never about, hey, you're not behaving like I want. You're not giving me what I want. You're not acting like I want. Which is usually where our anger comes from. It keeps no record of wrong. We'll have to stop here, but I can get through all these. You know, it's forgiving. Love is, it's forgiving. It's patient with others, it's forgiving. And when we forgive, when we let it go, we let it go. You're not, we're not constantly bringing this thing back up. Well, I remember that time when you did this. We're not constantly reminding them of it. I forgave you, but still. Always using it as a little weapon to manipulate them, make them feel guilty, get them to do what we want. Which is really what that's about. When I say, yeah, I forgive you for that. But, you know, I always bring it up. Even if it's in a joking manner. Well, I remember that Valentine's Day when you did this, and you really screwed that up. Because the reality is, why are we doing that? Well, we're probably doing that to manipulate that person. Make them feel guilty so they do what we want. That's it. That's why we do it. There's really no other reason. But true love doesn't manipulate others. And it keeps no record of wrongs. It forgives. And it moves on. It moves on. We'll have to look at the rest of the qualities of love tomorrow. But think about these today. As you're thinking about your loved ones, you know, maybe pray. Ask God to help cultivate these qualities in you. And we often pray, Lord, cultivate these qualities in the people around me. They sure need them. Well, they probably do, but so do you. I know I do. So ask God to cultivate these qualities in you today. You know, that might be the finest Valentine's Day gift you can give to anybody, is to ask God to cultivate the true qualities of love in you so that you'll become a more loving person. You'll become a more gracious person. That's about the finest gift you can give someone. To love them better and more.